Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Time Technoplast Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings call hosted by Kavirat Securities Private Limited. Please be advised that this conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements regarding the company's performance. These statements are based on the company's beliefs, opinion, and expectations as on date of this call. However, please note that such forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance and are subject to inherent risk and uncertainties. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Mukesh Purohit from Kavirat Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Riya. Good evening, everyone. Kavirat Securities Private Limited welcomes you all for Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Time Technoplast Limited. Today, on the call, we have with us the management team, which is represented by Mr. Bharat Kumar Wagheria, Managing Director, Mr. Raghupathy Thiagarajan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sandeep Modi, Senior VP, Accounts and Corporate Planning, and Mr. Hemant Soni, VP, Legal and Corporate Affairs. Now, without any further delays, I hand over the call to Mr. Bharat Kumar Wagheria for his opening remarks, post which we open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Abhijit. Now, good afternoon to all our valued existing and the prospective investors, and along with my colleague, and once again, thank you to Abhijit for organizing this call. Now, I have privileged with you all today as we present our financial and operational performance of whole year FY25, along with our just a prospective for the current financial year, which already began for 2026. Now, I'm pleased to report that our momentum has remained strong through FY25, as we had achieved a 13% year-on-year growth in volumes and a 9% increase in revenue. Volume growth outpaced revenue growth due to lower raw material prices, which is available in the market, as we all know that oil prices are down, which is around 5%. However, we demonstrated strong operational resilience, effectively sustaining volume while maximizing revenue potential under evolving market conditions. The CNG composite cascade segment, with a robust growth of around 28%, has been a standout performer and a major contributor to our overall success. This, along with the strong performance across the other composite products, led by a 17% increase in composite volume. Importantly, our profit after tax grew by 25% year-on-year, reflecting the effectiveness of our diligent emphasis on capacity optimization, financial discipline, particularly managing the financing costs, and always taking the efforts on reduction in the cost. We remain encouraged by the continued strong demand for Type 4 composite cylinders, reflected in the robust order book for approximately 185 crore. This momentum is further reinforced by notable growth in value-added offerings such as LPG, CNG, composite cylinder. Meanwhile, our industrial packaging division is continuing to perform with a consistent streak. And in addition, we are pleased to announce approximately order book for the current financial year standing on account of the packaging is around 445 crore in domestic and international market for the current calendar year. The result reaffirms the strength of our foundation and the remarkable progress of our diversified portfolio. As we chart our course ahead, we are inspired by the opportunity before us, confident in our capacity to accelerate sustainable, cleaner growth and create lasting value in both the current and the future financial years. With that, we now proceed to much anticipated detailed discussion of our financial highlights as presented in our results. I invite you to join me in reviewing the key takeaways especially year-on-year basis during the FY25 on a consolidation basis, company has achieved across the business of revenue 5,462 crores as against 5,700 crores previous year. 5,007 crores. EBITDA 790 crores as against 705 crores. Profit after tax 388 crores as against 311 crores last year. In terms of the percentage, sales increased by 9%, which is inclusive of India 8%, overseas 11%. Volume increased 13%, India 12% and overseas 15%. EBITDA increased by 12% and the PAT increased by 25%. In FY2025, our EBITDA margin improved to 14.5%, up from 14.1%, reflecting a 40% basis point increase year on year. This you recall last time in call also I had said, when sale percentage of the composite product will increase, EBITDA margin will improve by 20 to 30 basis point. So that is because the growth in the composite product is higher than the other products growth. Now, in Q4, sale is increased 1,471 crore as against 1,405 crore last year, EBITDA 216 crores as against 197 crores, PAT 110 crores as against 92 crores. Net sale increased by 5%, India 3%, overseas 9%. Volume increased 11%, India 9%, overseas 15%. EBITDA increased 9% and PAT increased by 19%. But as I mentioned just in earlier annual, the PAT is increased by 25% on year on year, which is including the quarter 4 of this FY25. Now, EBITDA margin, which is rose in 25, that is 14.7% this quarter compared to 14% in the previous year, 70 basis point increase EBITDA in the Q4. I am also pleased to share that our overseas subsidiary has delivered a robust performance both in Q4 and throughout the full fiscal year despite ongoing global uncertainties. This strong operational performance is reflected in our volume growth, outpacing revenue growth primarily due to the reduction in the raw material prices. Now, share of the business. The share of the business in established products versus value-added products. In FY25, value-added products recorded a strong growth of 15% compared to previous year, while our established product line grew 7%. Notably, contribution of value-added contribution for total sales increased to 27%, up from 26% in FY24. Reflecting our continued focus on the innovation and high margin offering. When I am talking about the value-added product, I mentioned in my last call also that this value-added products is going to be 35% in the next further 2 years' time because growth is the higher. Now, share of the Indian overseas business is almost 2/3, 1/3. In terms of the percentage, I can say India business 66%, overseas business is 34%. As against last year, 67-33, almost same. But EBITDA margin in Indian business is around 14.6%, overseas 14.2%. But because of the taxation effect, where the overseas taxation rates, overall rate is less, therefore the paid margin, India is 6.8%, overseas is 7.7%. Net cash from operating activity stood around 344 crores. In whole of the year, as committed, efforts of the company for reduction of debt will continue. So this year, debt is reduced by 98 crores and net of the cash reduced by 122 crores. Total capex, always I mentioned it will be less than 200 crores. Now in 2025, is 195 crores, which includes 81 crores towards the regular maintenance capex, re-engineering automation for establishment of the product, for established product, and 115 crores towards the value-added product, mainly for IBC and composite products, and IBC products and overseas, and India both put together, composite products in India only. Now, certain highlights that I will share with you. because already given in the earnings presentation, but I thought I should repeat again. Some of the like dividend, the board of directors recommended dividend 2.50 rupees per share, which is 250% as against 2 rupees last year. Now focus on the ROC. I recall my call when we had said last 3 years ROC targeted for this year was 25 was 18%, which company has achieved and 18.1%. Because 3 years back we have said 14, 16, 18, 20. 4 years back we have said. So year on year we are fulfilling our commitment and achieving the ROC, targeted ROC. So now ROC, which is for 26, targeting to 20%. Then sale of the non-core assets, efforts are continuing. At 2 years back it was 125 crores, which is now reduced to 51 crores. We will do our best efforts basis to dispose of these assets in the current financial year, which is non-core assets and company in present future not estimating any use of these assets. This is include some of the non-small project which is R&D has been done by the company, some kind of the land matters which is not required for the expansion. Now, I am giving my brief about the QIP, which in the last year it was there. The board and the shareholders all given approval, appointed merchant bankers also for raising of the QIP 1000 crores, and this is valid till November 2025. But till date, nothing has been raised. It is approvals are in hand. As per the need base, it will be done in the period ahead. Now, I am pleased to share with you some kind of cost measure effective which is done by the company for the cost reduction and administrative benefit. Like one of the subsidiary company, we had an Net Energy Limited and Power Build Batteries Private Limited, step-down subsidiary, which is now merged because both the companies were in same sector, energy storage devices. So there is a kind of consultations of the team, administrative team, marketing team that will give the saving, and the business is going to be growth faster there because the expansion plan, which I will cover in my other further year, two major product which was taken, undertaken for the development, which is now almost 90% work have been completed and about to launch in the, one battery is already launched and one battery about to launch in the current financial year only. Another development, looking to the next expansion of the company and the future green industry, a type 3 hydrogen cylinder for drone applications, already company got approvals and company has some quantity made it and given to some drone manufacturers for the internal trial. Then another recognition, type 4 composite cylinder for hydrogen cylinder, already we have approval which we will launch in the next year after completion of the greenfield expansion of the CNG which is undergoing and which we are expecting to start in this financial year. In the second half commercial will take place because we recall that the project was to be started in now Q1, but it is little delay of some because of the approvals and some international disturbance. So finally trial have been taken. We are expecting to do the shipment of the consignment and the production should start in the Q3 of this year. So next 6 months is available of the expansion for the composite products. And this incoming expansion will take care of the hydrogen cylinders development and the commercial applications also next year. In addition to that, the expansion will take care of the onboard application to the automotive sector for the CNG cylinders because company in process of developing, currently we have a 60 liters and 156 liters CNG cylinder, but another 250 and 350 size is also on the way for getting the approval, which will further cost effectively and the large volume can carry while transporting the gas. Then consolidation of the products and manufacturing unit, that process is continue for the cost reduction and increase in the margin and the offer product at a competitive price in the markets. Now, green energy conversion of electricity unit consumed to the solar power, that is also going to continue. As we have mentioned, almost around yearly 18 crores units we do consumption in India, and our focus, if government policy allowed at all the states, then we will be able to save around 25 to 30 crores on account of the using the solar connected power, buying from the outside parties instead of using the government power. But currently, now I can say that till now, almost 404.5 crores units we have signed the agreement, for which benefit we are expected in the second half of this year. Because every company to whom we sign the contract, they take 6 months is the moratorium time to commercialization and supply of the power from the solar projects. Now, as I mentioned about the benefit of the merging of the company, Net Energy with Power Build, now launch of the e-rickshaw batteries, which is developed by Power with Power Build Batteries Private Limited, is already done. Commercial sale is starting from the Q2 of this year. Now, another things which we have already updated to a site on the NSE and BSE, because company has to new sustainability due to the government regulations, the company has formed a Time Ecotech Private Limited, which is 100% subsidiary of Time Technoplast Limited, because we consume almost around 2 lakh tons of the polymer, India and overseas put together, which includes around 150,000 tons material in India. So we will be required to use some material with the reprocessed, reconditioned material to control on the qualities, and we should get over the required quality material. So company management have decided to go on captive consumption plant, so which has taken the initiative, and phase one, it is decided to put up the plant in the western region of India where the large consumption is there, and slowly in the next 3-4 years time, this plant will be set up across the east, west, north, south, with the investment of 120 crores in the next 3-4 years time. Then another, as in India also, we do manufacturing of the steel drum in one of our joint venture company and the Time Technoplast. Similarly, because the steel drum requirement in the Middle East is there, so we thought we should do the capture the business to market, because when customer need steel drum, plastic drum, it's a one-stop shop for them. So company management have decided to put up the steel drum plant in the Middle East region to cater the Middle East customer, to whom already company is catering the polymer drums. And just when I am on the steel drum and plastic drum, I am glad to tell you, in the last 35 years, you go back to 40 years back, everything was under a steel drum. But in more than 60% market have been converted from steel to plastic, but it took 35 years. Some of the products where still the steel drum required, because plastic drum they cannot use. So that is going to be continue, almost a 15% of the total requirement will continue a steel drum. Now, I would like to open the floor to answer the specific question, if anything I have left in my, yeah.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. First question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations on the great set of numbers and putting your words into action by achieving the guidance. So, wanted to understand that in FY25, the majority of our growth was driven by the CNG cascade business. Now, with the type 3 hydrogen approval is in place, type 4 which will come into commercial operation in second half of FY26, what type of growth one can assume in the cascade business and the value-added products for 26 and 27?
Just I am telling you this way. As far as I think this year, composite products is with LPG, CNG both put together is around 500 crores, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
25.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, especially I have mentioned in all discussion that we are estimating component product growth of 30% as against my other, the other products business 10 to 12% because the base is very small for composite product is concerned. And in my call also I have mentioned current, which is 27% of my total revenue is composite product, which I am expecting 35% in the next 3 years' time. Because the, even the company is growing at the CAGR of 15%. So if you ask me in terms of the value, if you ask me 3 years down the line, the composite business 3 years down the line can be 1,500 crores, which include LPG, CNG and hydrogen put together. Hydrogen, we are ahead in all the terms. We have the approvals for drone applications. We have approvals for the normal applications in automotive sectors. But this product will, what we have done, Jatin bhai, I will tell you in clarify. When my CNG expansion is coming up, where we are investing 125 crores, which almost 80-85 crores have been done, equipments are going to arrive in this current financial year, and the separate plant will be ready. In the second half, we will launch the commercial production of the CNG for my expansion capacity. I just recall our talk, and I am clarifying that my existing capacity of CNG is 480 cascade. In terms of the cylinder, it is 30,000 cylinders, which is increased, is going to be increased by 36,000 cylinders. In terms of the cascade, 600 cascades. So total will be 1,080 cascades, where the revenue of can be generated around 800 crores, as against current revenue of 350 crores. So there is enough potential. And on the same equipments, we are importing certain additional equipments for the small way commercialization of the hydrogen cylinder. So that we will start our marketing in the year 26-27, because it is too early to say. We have a very high level discussion with some of the hydrogen gas distribution company who are in existing also, and some big company like Adani, Reliance, they are all coming in the hydrogen plant. You just have seen 1 month back, I think, 1 or 45 days back, Reliance has announced they are putting up, investing 65,000 crore rupees, and they are putting up 500 plants in Telangana. So they are also working out, because they are also planning very big way investment. So I think hydrogen cylinder, yes, it is again because of the capacity is higher, they can achieve, they can pressure, this compressing pressure is very around more 170 bar pressure. They can take more running kilometers can use when the hydrogen cylinder is there. But yes, we as a first mover advantage, so we are keeping ourselves ready. But for that, another expansion will be required, that we will see after 1, 2 years or 3 years. But currently, as far as CNG itself is concerned, as per the current policy of the government, which is announced in 2020, 8,100 stations they have allotted. Again, compressed biogas is requirement is there. Then refilling unit, mobile refilling unit market. So almost 28,000 crore composite products market is already there. So we will first try to achieve, and we are ourselves keeping targeting. In the 5 years down the line, we are estimating business of 2,500 crore from the composite product, because 30% growth we are achieving.
Right. Right, sir. Thank you for the detailed answer. Yeah. Secondly, in terms of the costing, now we have already achieved the respected ROC, and probably we are targeting for 20% for FY26. One thing you alluded in the opening remark, that near about 74 million units or 7.4 crores of the unit you will be tying up for the solar. So this savings of 25-30 crores is after the transformation of 75% of the electric consumption, or it is pertaining to the 7.4 crores units only?
I cannot take this in account of ROC, which is not yet materialized. My requirement is 18 crore units. Currently, government policy only has come in the 5 states where I can buy the solar power. That is, for example, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, Gujarat and Uttarakhand. Other states, just our team is studying. I have considered benefit in second half of the year only on 4.5 crore units, maybe 8 to 10 crores. But that is very small thing when the you are talking payout of 350 crores or 400 crores. That can be the bonus for that. I can't account for that, which is not in my hand. But yes, it is. We have heard all the government, most of the governments are coming out with a similar policy, and therefore I am considering what benefit occurred if the solar policy is applicable all the states, and every state will provide this opportunity for reduction in the power cost. So that may come in the 1 or 2 years time. But as far as DC is concerned, on account of the power, I have taken benefit of hardly, I can say, 8 to 10 crores.
Sure, sir. And what are the other cost benefits available for us in this year?
Other benefits mean additional benefit. For example, you have seen my EBITDA margin whole of the year is 14.5%. Okay. I mentioned already accounted that 20 to 30 basis point improvement will be there on account of the composition of the changes in the product, composite product where the margins are high, growth is 30% like that. And this going to be continued till we achieve our target of 15.5% in the 3 years' time.
Sure, sir.
Another thing I mentioned, but when the actual picture will come next year, because we are focusing automation and consolidation process, which will give the saving in the labor. I need some capital investment, but we are doing based on the trial and experience basis, we are doing small investment in automation. If one item succeeds, then we take the second item succeeds, we get the third item. But that is a regular process, and that is going to be continued to make our product competitive and offer additional advantage to the customer to get the more business.
Sure, sir. And sir, in terms of the time, Ecotech, you indicated that you will be spending about 120 crores over a period of next 2-3 years. And 3 to 4 years, and probably we are setting up one more subsidiary in Middle East. We have already for the steel drum manufacturing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, can you help us understanding the Middle East market? How big the Middle East market in terms of steel drum, and what sorts of capacity will be putting it, and the capex that we'll be doing there?
Oh, I tell you, this everything is accounted considering my growth of 15% year on year. Right now, you ask me as far as India is concerned, number one, that time Ecotech Private Limited. Now that is the statutory requirement. I have to do it. That will give me the benefit also. By way of I will have to make some collection centers at the different region. I will buy the drums, polymer drums, because this guidelines of the government is applicable to the packaging company. And packaging company, again, there is certain exemption given by to the manufacturer. If I am supplying my product for the food packaging, if I am doing the export, and I am supplying my pharmaceutical, these are exempted. The packaging product where I am supplying to the other uses, I require to use 30% the reprocessed material. Means I have to make an arrangement for buying from the EPR registered company, which I have certain contact already I have done, I am doing it. But I thought to get the better quality, because I've been not able to get the required quantity from the market. And we would like to go our own captive consumption and would like to put our automatic line where lack manpower. I will definitely, whatever investment we are doing in this equipment, in terms of the saving, I will save my raw material cost. So I will not have any additional cost on account of this putting this investment. And at the same time, we will be able to maintain our margin. We will be able to comply the regulations with the government. And it is our moral duties also, because we are the largest producer of polymers, drums in India. So we'll have to do it. And most of the customer are also pressurizing us. Sir, how you are? That will give benefit by way of getting more business from the reputed multinational customers. Because many multinational customers ask, sir, are you complying government guidelines for the reusability of your material? We told them, yes, we are doing it. And we are going to put our own plant. Because small manufacturers are not able to match this requirement, which is international and multinational customers need that. Now, second, you asked me about the steel drum. So, and another, there is no problem as far as investment part is concerned. We have adequate internal accruals available, which will take care of the small investment of 25 or 30 crores in a year for as far as India is good. You know that we have kept the non-disposable assets of 51 crores. If I sell that this year, that will itself, I will do the invaluable, usable assets of that. In addition to that, you asked me about the steel drum plant in the Middle East. Yes, there we are doing investment in the range of around 30 crores rupees. But one thing I am telling you, the steel drum and polymer drum is the difference. In the steel drum business, if I invest 1 rupees, we get the 5 times revenue. In polymer drums and polymer business, we invest 1 rupees, we get the 2.5 times revenue. Yes, EBITDA margin is less in the steel drum business, but the gearing is high. As far as ROCE is concerned, we will not compromise in the ROCE because currently in Middle East, one government company, you know the largest government, I will not name it, largest company in government steel drum manufacturing is there. The same company is having plants in the Middle East. And the Middle East, many of our existing customers who need the steel drums. So we don't want to allow our customers to go in the other shop for the other requirement. Therefore, we thought we are there and we current our business in Middle East is concerned. In overseas revenue, which I mentioned to you, 36% revenue from overseas. Now, in terms of the overall revenue of the company, in 5,500 crores, we get almost 30% revenue from my Middle East region.
Right.
Almost around 450 to 500 crore revenue we get from the overseas Middle East market.
And sir, last question now, since we are doing this, we have a couple of approvals, CNG cascades part capex is left. So in FY25, we did a capex of 195 crores and our gross debt stood at near about 646 crores. So what will the capex that we'll be spending in FY26 and any guidance on the reduction of the debt further in FY26?
In fact, internally target based on my all project considered, there will be the maintenance capex for the automation reengineering will continue and that's covered at around 80 to 85 crores. That is already covered. 122 crores is inclusive brownfield expansion, new products, CNG, LPG, development, all covered in that. I'm not revising my guidelines of up to 200 crores of the capex. That is continue. At least till I am achieving the growth of 15% and I have to achieve the composite product growth of 30% for at least next 3 years.
And sir, on the debt?
On the debt, it is continue. As I mentioned to you, 2 years time the line I have kept to become a company debt free. I mentioned my last call also and that effort is still continue. And that will not compromise the growth of the company. And the payout ratio, considering the payout ratio, to maintain the 15%, which this year also we have maintained and increased the dividend. Last year, rate was 10 crores, dividend was 2 rupees. This year, dividend increased to 50 paisa, 2 rupees, 50 paisa. So, to maintain the dividend payout will continue. Even in the period ahead, we will increase the payout, will increase further for an account of the any windfall profit. Then, we will increase the dividend part also.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. First question on the IOC order update. Sir, we were anticipating the fourth quarter this order is about to come. So can you update what is the reason of delay and when we can anticipate the order to come?
Manish ji, aisa hai. कि आपने देखा होगा गवर्नमेंट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में ऑलवेज थोड़ा सा मार्च अप्रैल मई में ट्रांसफर हो जाते हैं आदमी को ट्रांसफर बहुत ज्यादा हो जाते हैं नए आदमी अपने तरीके से सोचता है ये प्रोसेस डिले है और ऑर्डर एक्सपेक्टेड है लेकिन थोड़ा टाइम लग रहा है बिकॉज हर पीएसयू में मार्च अप्रैल मई में लोगों के ट्रांसफर हो जाते हैं और नया जो आदमी होता है वो अपने तरीके से सोचता है सर न्यू चेयरमैन हैज टेकन ओवर ही इज स्टडिंग द ओवरऑल मार्केट आवर मीटिंग्स आर गोइंग टू बी कंटिन्यू बिकॉज उसमें एक डेवलपमेंट चालू है दैट इज 14.2 केजी का सिलेंडर विच इज इक्वलेंट टू स्टील सिलेंडर तो आदमी को जरा एक दो महीने सेटल हो जाने के बाद इट विल कम बैक बट एट द सेम टाइम अनदर गवर्नमेंट कंपनी के साथ में भी चालू है यू नो द इंडिया थ्री गैस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन कंपनी आर देयर आईओसीएल बीपीसीएल एफपीसीएल तो बाकी दोनों के दाख में भी डिस्कशन चालू है ऑलरेडी
Okay, sir. Second, sir, last year also we had a board resolution for capital raise and this time also we are, equity capital raise plan, can you update us in terms of timeline for that?
नहीं, अभी मैंने बताया थोड़ी देर पहले ही, आपने देखा होगा कि हमारे पास बोर्ड अप्रूवल, शेयर होल्डर्स अप्रूवल सब पड़ी हुई है, लेकिन पैसा रेज नहीं किया क्योंकि मार्केट सिचुएशन वी आर वेटिंग। और दूसरी चीज, हमारे पास अप्रूवल नवंबर 2025 तक वैलिड है ऑलरेडी, ठीक है। तो अभी फिलहाल में कोई इमीडिएट प्लान नहीं है, ना तो उसके लिए कोई मीटिंग चालू करी है। यस, वी आर वेटिंग कि थोड़ा बिगर एक्सपांशन, बड़ा कोई वॉल्यूम कैपिटल एक्सपांशन हो, कोई एक्विजिशन हो, देन वी कैन रेज इमीडिएटली। लेकिन अभी एज ऑन टुडे टिल नाउ नथिंग इज देयर। अगर डेप्ट फ्री खाली होना हो तो मैं अभी अगले 20 दिन में रेज करके डेप्ट फ्री हो जाऊं, बट दैट इज नॉट ए मैनेजमेंट डिसीजन, इज अ प्रूडेंट डिसीजन। बिकॉज वेन यू आर गेटिंग द कॉस्ट ऑफ द फंड एट द रेट 9%, और जब आरओसी 20% देना है, तो ये इक्विटी बढ़ाने से नहीं दे सकते।
Yes, and secondly, your comments, sir, you said debt free over 2 years, your 200 crores of capex annual. So yearly we are generating operating cash flow of 400 crores. So basically,
debt free ho jate hain 2 saal mein, including capex ke saath mein bhi.
Okay.
Cash flow permit karta hai, uska koi chinta nahi hai. 200 crore ka capex pakad karke, आपका टैक्स पकड़ करके नेट कैश फ्लो पॉजिटिव भी रहता है, इंक्रीमेंटल 15% वर्किंग कैपिटल में भी डाल दिया, फिर भी डेप्ट फ्री 2 साल में हो जाते हैं।
एंड दिस 26 और 27 मार्च 27 में
पूछ लेना क्या हुआ।
ओके सर, एंड लास्टली सर, दिस वैल्यूएटेड मिक्स ऑफ 35% दैट विल बी अचीव्ड बाय F27, राइट सर?
सी, आज 27% है, 15% ओवरऑल कंपनी ग्रोथ करेगी, कंपोजाइट प्रोडक्ट 30% से ग्रो करेगी, 35% का जो टारगेट है 27-28 के बीच में, 28 मार्च 28।
ओके सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ विकास कस्तूरी फ्रॉम फोकस कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड।
Good evening, sir. First of all, a very big congratulations to the entire management of Time Techno Plus. You've really done wonders in the last few years, sir. And heartfelt congratulations to you. Sir, I had 3 questions. The first question is, could you please elaborate the receivables days for value-added products versus established? Because we see a trend of the receivable days going down, and the share of specific value-added products going up. So could you please elaborate on that? The second thing is, sir, what is this non-core asset which is up for sale? And the third thing is, sir, any plans of setting up a division or a strategic business unit within Time Techno Plus to focus on the composite and fast-growing products like hydrogen, CNG, oxygen, etc., sir? So these are my questions.
Okay. I think your first question, receivables, remarks, overall consolidated receivables in the range of around 69 days. Okay? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
69 days is a composition of both. But specifically you ask me around the CNG composite product. Normally, because this product, what kind of the period need is? Because when this product leave our place, it takes 15 days time arrival of the customer place. Then they accept it. Normally we give 45 to 60 days time as far as composite product credit period are concerned, because most of all reputed companies, government companies who pay all time. So we take in our credit terms around 60 days time as far as composite product is concerned. As far as packaging product is concerned, we have to follow the industry norms, which is the government company, Bumman Lorry, where so many other companies are there, 75 days. So combinedly, I can say the 70 days period we take in our receivable times. And when we are talking about 69 days, you know very well, our business whole in the second and third quarter, we used to get 55% revenue. So exactly this average comes at the whole of the year. But if I will take separately for December and January to March sale revenue, then it will come down to 65 days. But when we take the average, because it's a normal trend, always we do in the first half 45% business and 55% business in the second half. Again, if I divide in the quarterly, then I do 22% business in the first quarter, around 24% business in second quarter. Standard trend. This particular year has changed little because the prices have gone down in the second half in the value terms. Otherwise, normal 44% in the first half, 22%, 24%. Another in Q3, Q4, it's a total we get around 56%, which is 26% and 30%. So that is our normal trend. But again, yes, you are right. If you ask me in other words, I can say we give less receivables period in terms of the composite products, and there is some little period is higher in the other products, which inclusive of the PE pipe business, where I have to give credit more, where the supplier takes time, because it's a bigger pipe, takes time in the transit period also, and it is from the this debtor working out from the date of the invoice, when customer count from the receipt of the acceptance of the material. So this, and this, these are the industry, within the industry norms only, as far as these receivables are concerned. Second point, you have asked about?
Non-core assets, sir. What is this non-core asset?
2 years back, I recall end of the October, November 2023, I have decided, we have made the assessment list, 125 crores. What are the items? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Inclusive of some land parcel which we have bought for my expansion plan, but looking to the current scenario, we got the new allotment, some other areas, change in the management plan. So there will be identified for sale. So in currently, which is in terms of the 52 crores, which is 9, I can tell you around 20 crores value on account of the land and building, which is identified for sale. And another plant and small project, because we have an R&D team who do the development of the product. But when final call comes, we do not want to go ahead with the small project, because as a policy we took the decision, any single product where my revenue is less than 40 crores, company management is not going to continue. That we will give to the other people who would like to grow for the smaller businesses and smaller growth. Another assets also we have policy decision, one factory, we should have a minimum revenue of 40 crores. If any factory where revenue is less than 40 crores, we will dispose that and we will consolidate with our nearby locations. So these are the small assets which are small project. Which, for example, another DWC line. We are in PE pipe business, which is called plain pipe, DWC, double wall corrugated pipes. So as a management policy, because of the price realization, people are not maintaining the quality in their standard, because we are the quality cautious as far as product is concerned. In each of the product, we maintain our quality standard. So we observe that we have taken the entry in DWC pipe business and put up the line for 9,000 tons capacity all over India. And the three lines were there. Already I have exited one line 12 months back. Another two lines available. We don't want to go in business. And we have put up a discourse, our discussion is on, which we are going to materialize in the current financial year. We ourselves keeping the target to maximize and sell of these non-core assets.
And third question was about setting up a strategic business unit for these fast-growing products like CNG, LPG, hydrogen, oxygen.
Yeah, you are right. Of that I mentioned to you in the last year, as my expansion is coming out, one separate unit nearby Vapi area, which is ongoing construction. I'm going to get possession of land and building by July in hand, because already construction is ongoing. If you any time you would like to visit my Daman and Silvas area, you will be able to see that unit. And that expansion is coming. So this unit, the specific unit nearby Vapi, will have an entire composite CNG and hydrogen product. LPG will not merge there because of the space limitation. I have adequate space available for my LPG, which is currently ongoing. If I change that location, then I need so many approvals and it's time-taking process, and we can't afford that. So for CNG and hydrogen and oxygen, we'll continue with the new premises, which is going to be ready in the next 4-5 months' time. If you ask me the separate company, not now. We can talk about 3 years down the line, when the sizable business of more than 2,500 crores business we will have, as against current business of 500, we can think the separate company. Otherwise, one way, we are consolidating our companies in operation. Another opening of the 500 crores for the separate company, it is not advisable on the commercial also.
Yeah. I wish you all the best, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Spark PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions from my end. On the e-battery business for the rickshaws, you said you should start at, I think, second quarter onwards. So this year, what kind of a sales are we expecting? And is this a OEM-driven business or a government tendering business which we participate in?
I just recall, as far as e-riksha is concerned, we have developed it. We are going to give in the secondary market, not an existing OEM, because OEM requirement is very big. The small way is a trial project has been taken. As far as currently is concerned, we are estimating business of only 30 crores. With my existing and with the minimum investment, minimum R&D development, which we have investing around, already invested, not investing. It's a small investment of 4-5 crores. We have developed this e-riksha batteries. And it's a low maintenance batteries. It is not a lithium ion batteries. No? I'm clarifying you. Because if you go lithium ion batteries, no, it takes 7 lakhs, 8 lakhs. I am talking e-riksha batteries where the prices are in the range of 9 to 10,000 rupees per battery. And I recall my discussion. I mentioned in my last call also. The total currently e-riksha in the market is 15 lakhs. The e-riksha, if I consider the 4 batteries, 1 riksha, the battery market itself is a 6,000 crore. And every year, 4 lakhs e-rikshas are new selling in the market. So, another of around 1,000 crore business is there. So, total market is very big. But yes, there are some existing players. But we have, very clear, we have done some internal trial and testing by having our own riksha and our batteries, super quality batteries, where we can command the premium. But we are offering to at the same price, and this is the first year. Yes, if expansion required, we will do next year, because life of the batteries is considered a 1.5 to 2 years only. And another thing I am glad to tell you, 4 batteries in a day can run 150 kilometers. That trial internally we have taken, as against other manufacturers' battery can take 120 kilometers in a day. So they are getting 20% better performance.
Understood. And on the composite cylinder, you mentioned, you know, discussions are still on. So I think last call you had alluded the design was approved, and, you know, once the design approves, we'll get some sense on order book execution, and accordingly we'll plan our capex. So any sense of this coming through? Because, you know, that clearly I think is linked to the fundraise event also. So how do we get a sense of, you know, the composite cylinder approval, or, you know, capex, or, because, you know, everything seems unsure as of now.
Yeah. My colleague Mr. Raghupati is here. I think he's day tuned. He is regularly having touch with the this gas distribution company team. And why there is a change, little delay there, he will explain to you overall where we stand on that.
Sure.
The initial introduction of the LPG composite cylinders with the OMCs has been with regard to a specific size called as the 10 kg size. And that exercise has been done by introducing close to about 2.5 to 3 million cylinders, and that's a process which is still continuing in smaller quantities, etc. Those supplies we continue to make. There is an additional order that is expected on the same size, which is currently stuck up at the higher levels, as Bharat was mentioning to you. There has been some change of heads, etc. As well as the lobby, these traditional approvals are also taking some time. But at the same time, before he also, the new management took office, there has been discussions right from the ministry level and including all the three MCs with regard to the introduction of 14.2 kg. So that also needs definitely a nod from the senior levels also. So that's an additional project that which is going to go, and that numbers will definitely far outstrip the current supply level of 10 kg. So these are all a part of the composite cylinder market for LPG cylinders per se, which is definitely going to go up in the coming years.
And is it fair to say by second half we should get visibility and capex should start for that particular project?
Yeah, surely. Okay. Another thing I mentioned, we are under development with the nearby countries also. We are not depending only in India business. We have submitted our sample in Saudi, Oman, Kuwait. Our process is on with the getting the approval from that countries also for the different sizes as per the requirement of that country. And we have already started our continuous supplying in the Taiwan country where already we got the approvals and our business is continuing.
Okay. And assuming this approval comes, it should be about a 6-month process to get the CAPEX and everything.
I mentioned last call also, once we get the approval, 10 kg will continue, which is present cylinder, 42 kg will take 4 to 6 months time in development, we are ready. Design approval is there, that is not a question at all. What was my point? The design which we are developing, that should be acceptable to all the government three gas distribution company, because we don't want to develop the design for each and every company, HPCL, BPCL or differently. That the internal... Right. Internal discussion, they will take it because it's all the three are the government-owned companies, right? So, we will inform you when the big capex will be required. You know very well when the QIP will come. You can understand very well if there is any
development,
then the time of the QIP only will be done.
Right. And lastly, sir, post the approval from PESO, when can monetization be expected from the defense side? I know it's a long process. It's a good product we have developed. So where are we in that stage? Typically, what sense are you getting? Is it 1 year from now? Is it earlier, later?
For which? Oxygen or what?
The hydrogen for the drone applications. The PESO which has approved the product.
The defense application that you mentioned is with regard to drone aspect. Is that right that you're relating to?
Yes.
The initial small test modules have already been supplied. They are currently being supplied to DRDO. They are under testing right now for some aerospace requirements, etc. They will take their time, about 4 to 5 months, I think, for validating the whole concept. And then subsequently, they should be in a position to really take forward. There are some preliminary trials that have also been taken with regard to the use of these cylinders for hydrogen for drone applications as well parallelly. And that requires a parallel arrangement of cells that are required, the fuel cells also, that currently is not available here in India. We have imported some of them to take the proof of concept. So that exercise is also going on. I think by the second of this year, we will have some ideas to where is this development headed for. But there are definitely good potential for some of these emerging technologies that are there.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabha.
Thank you. We're taking the last question from the line of Shivam Dave from Prodigy Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Shivam.
I wanted some color on what was volume growth in CNG and LPG caskets this quarter.
No, this current quarter?
Yeah, for Q4.
Q4, as far as concerned, you have given in presentation, Q4 is there. Q4, when is composite product CNG? You did the business of 165 crores, no? Yeah, the total business is 165 crores, composite products.
Okay. I had another question. What is the pricing differential for a normal LPG casket that is...
Versus
our LPG.
No. I'm telling you, the casket for LPG we are not manufacturing. We are manufacturing casket with the CNG cylinder only. And if you want comparison, that we have given in our presentation part also, it is available, we have mentioned.
No, I will give you a rough idea as such. A typical type 1 or a steel cylinder casket for CNG would be in the region of about 20 lakhs or so, which is about 4,500 watt-liter capacity.
Yeah.
And it actually sits on a typical, let's say, 18 to 20 feet truck. On the same truck, we are able to accommodate a casket of about 9,500 water liter capacity, which will cost them close to about 80 to 100 lakhs. So because of the fact that they are double in terms of the volume that they can carry, there's a very quick payback, and that's
payback period is less than 12 months.
12 months.
Shivam.
Oh, okay, so the payback is somewhere around.
Yeah, less than 12 months, yes.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of the day. I now hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening us very carefully. And thank you very much for your all having a patience and attending our conference call. Thank you once again, Abhijit.
Thank you. On behalf of Kaviraj Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Yeah.